Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode. All right, we made it to the end of day three. What a convention. So today was only a half day. So I guess the end of day two and a half or day three, part three or whatever. But no, it was surprising. It was really cool just to go through everything that the franchise does, a few more vendors, a few more vendor talks, and then seeing how that all rolls together. There are a few more franchisees that shared their story and their experience and how they took over struggling clubs, actually, and got them up to where they are today, which are now like top 10 clubs. And so some of the takeaways that I had, and I wrote it all down. I had to decompress. I probably got eight pages of notes over the past, 8 or 9 pages of notes over the past 2.5 days. I just want to scribble everything I possibly can down as fast as I can. One of the big takeaways from the Q&A panel at the very end, it was the top 10 clubs, they're owned by six or five franchisees. Some of the biggest ones was being decisive, setting and casting the vision for your business. And then the right people that are like, well, I don't want to be part of that, they will like quit quickly. And they will very easily fall off and you'll be scrambling to like, all right, well, now whoever's left are like the committed core. And now you need to go hire the right people that fit the vision you have, whether it's you're a sales heavy business, or you're a member experience heavy business, or you're going to be like boots on the ground, an event every weekend kind of business. You need to know what vision and what your expectations are, stick to your guns, and now cast that for the rest of your team, which I'm taking away from. The guy that's selling me the studios, I'm very familiar with the team, the culture, and the direction. He's a lot more like black and white and like quick, like a common phrase in the business world is hire slow, fire fast. And I'll admit, I'm not there yet. That'll take some practice. That's going to be a learning process for me because I've got some baggage on being hired slowly and fired fast. And it can feel rough at times, especially if you know that you're a good fit, but you just didn't deliver what you knew you could. So that one will be one that I'm growing through. And that's a weakness I'm starting off with on day one. And that's okay because I'm going to grow on it and I'm going to grow past it. Along with that, some other areas are know your marketing, know your systems, know, and what that means is know like your Google presence, know exactly where the public perceives you, how you present yourself. When people call, do you pick on the first phone ring and the second ring? What do you say? Do you ask for a name? When they say they can't come in because of some incident, do you inquire about the incident? Are you just brushing over and going straight for the appointment? Are you asking for a credit card or no credit card? And very quickly, you establish yourself on how you act and react. And so those are my takeaways. I only did a few days to decompress and get back to the full-time W-2 day job, because that is also a priority of mine at this point as well. But very good. Had a chance to meet a few of the other franchisees as well. It's surprising how tricky it can be to meet 40, 50 other franchisees in 3 days, even though it's so small for what most systems have. It's a solid group, very, very good people, and time to just decompress and get back to the day job. The business owners have their staff and their fires to put out. I've got my day job to get back to, so we're now scrambling back to the laptops and Wi-Fi to go make it happen, but I'm stoked. I'm even more excited, and I'm flattered that the seller chose me, because I don't have the fitness background. I don't have that side of things. I have the business, the digital, the analytics, the systems background, and you never know who you're going to sell to. You never know who you're going to buy from. And we sat next to each other the whole weekend. It was a great partnership. We were talking strategies, or maybe we could do this, maybe we could do that. And so I think it's going to be a very good union going forward. I'm stoked for it. Excited for it. I'll quit jabbering. Time to drive. Time to go take over the world and crush it. And one action item at a time. Now to give myself the to-do list and the action items. Let's roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.